Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Phoenix Covenant, and I have Adam with me working on the game. How's it going, Adam?
Very well, Barry. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. So I've came across this game. I was actually recommended this game by a common acquaintance of ours, Dan, the board game man, as I like to call him, or Geek Jock, as a lot of people know him as. And I saw it and I kind of just, fell in love with your game right away. It just seemed really cool. The artwork looks great. But, tell a little bit everybody what Phoenix Covenant is about.
Well, so the way we like to explain it is like the Silicon Valley way of like X meets Y. So that's why we say Magic meets Final Fantasy Tactics. Cause you have all those cool keyword event based, rules on the card kind of mechanics that exist in Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, et cetera, et cetera. But you play it out on a tactical board. Facing matters, as well as position. So you have to consider, how you've formed your forces and how you take advantage of your armored side's weak point, and get away from your weak points, but take advantage of your enemy's weak points. So that's where we get into the whole tactics and FFT's, side of things. But the cool part is when we get into positional mechanics, which, like I said, include those armor and weak points. But it's really like you're playing Magic out on a chessboard. People like to say a whole bunch of different other types of card battle games that are out there. But it has such a unique feel that we're not only getting from playtesters, but also reviewers that, you have to kind of try it out to really get the true feel of it. But generally speaking, we're talking, that Magic on a chessboard or Yu-Gi-Oh meets FFT.
There you go. No, I think I love Magic and I love Final Fantasy Tactics, and just saying combining the two things, I mean, what can go wrong with that, right?
well, I mean, a lot of dev time and a lot of
exactly.
Things can go wrong, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. But as of today, which is the 11th of November, and you guys have about 5 days left to go on your Kickstarter. Yep. And you guys are already fully funded, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. It'll be until 4 a.m. on November 17th, so late night Sunday into Monday.
Yeah, and everyone listening to this, when you're listening to this, you'll still have time to go fund this. So if it's before, November 17th at, 2 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, yeah, then you guys can still get in on Phoenix Covenant, and it just looks awesome. I really enjoyed your guys' video, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I've heard there's a significant amount of cheese.
Yeah, well, and that's what was fun about it. you guys are producing this content, this game, and everything, but you guys are also not afraid to have a little fun with it too. Yeah. So it was almost kind of refreshing, because there's a lot of Kickstarters out there, and on my show I tend to focus on games and video games, and a lot of times people are so serious, but not in a bad way. They're just this is something they love and they're serious about it and they want to get it funded and everything. But you guys are just like, hey, here's this game that we have. We think it's awesome. We love it, but we're here to have a good time too. So
right, we're not afraid of a couple pratfalls here and there.
And it was awesome. I giggled to myself and I laughed out loud. And I didn't just put the LOL, but I actually laughed. So no, it was good. I liked that too. So I recommend everyone should go check out the video and just have a good time and see. That was also one thing that, drew me to your guys' Kickstarter as well. It's just like, hey, if these guys are that funny in the video, they got to be fun to talk to as well.
Well, I really appreciate that. I mean, I will note, for full disclosure, we do talk about the game at the end of the video, and we have plenty of gameplay videos for those, who really want to dive into mechanics.
and those are also on the Kickstarter page. So if you want to know a little bit more about how gameplay works, they have that for you as well. But as an introductory video, it works perfectly.
Excellent. That's great to hear. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Barry.
Good. So besides Magic and Final Fantasy, those were some of the areas that you grabbed inspiration from, but what kind of brought all of this about? What brought Phoenix Covenant together?
So we do kind of touch on this in the video, but a lot of this was personal life pressures, let's put it. So we had a friend, Soren, who was part of the design team in the early stages, and now we've been keeping him in the loop as much as possible, but he's on the other side of the earth. He's in Japan right now.
Yeah, teaching English something like
that. Yes, he's an alt teacher, and he's doing a lot of good work over there. But he had like a real big, you know, life change as far as, you know, what kind of job he was going to have and all that. So we really had a short time frame before he was going to move, and then obviously all of our meetings would have to be over Skype or other things like that. And that really gave us a good, like, fire under the feet kind of thing. And that led us to making a game. We had made some other games before, like we've made like other little prototypes or house rule modifications, things like that. But we never really sat down and just said, okay, let's take this soup to nuts, you know, all the way to the end. And this is where it all started. A lot of us are tactics players. I'm a big tactics player. Anything from, you know, real-time strategy games to epic grand strategy, as much as like your classics, you know, chess, Go, FFT, Advanced Wars. I could keep listing many, you know, but we never really had a great feel of tactics games that were, let's say, deterministic. So non-dice roll based or non, you know, lots of mathy calculation kind of stuff. We never really had that feeling on a tabletop, and we really wanted to get at that, you know, that great feeling of being able to see your competitor. So it's not purely a digital kind of experience, but also be able to have that kind of mental fencing that goes on with, you know, a game like chess or the like, I would call it more of a grand strategic game like Go, you know, and yet be able to have those fun interaction points and response cycles that you might find in Magic or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or other rules on the card based games, because I hate saying just CG.
Yeah.
so that's really the inspiration and kind of the process. But I'm a big Euro gamer too. And everybody on the team has played like tons of, oh gosh, I mean, I could list hundreds of games that we've played.
I'm sure you guys have a big stack there. Yeah. You know, when you need to take a break, you go play a game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and we do that for research. Like as much as we enjoy the games, don't get me wrong, we do that for research to actually get into.
Yeah, see how the mechanics of other games work and see what works and what doesn't work, and then, you know, kind of pick and choose what would work for your game. I mean, that's.
Yes, exactly.
That's how it works, you know, adapting what's good out there, but making it your, you know, tweaking it so it's different and your own.
Yes.
And that's business.
Yes. This is the business. Yeah.
That's right. So with the name Phoenix Covenant, where did you guys pull that from?
So that's interesting. We took a page out of Vlad's book, as far as like starting with theme. And then building mechanics on top of that theme to advance the theme, to advance the experience. So Phoenix Covenant comes from, I'm not the lore guy. Shiraman is the lore guy, primarily. And I'll try to get him on the show at some point. But in any event, Phoenix Covenant is the name for the pact that was made, the covenant that was made among the five great beings. We know them as the five. They are, these kinds of protectors or guardians of the universe kind of character like things. And they come together to form this pact to bind, these different worlds together in the Phoenix Covenant universe, to be able to figure out what is going on with this cataclysm that's unraveling the world. You know, great evils are coming out of nowhere. Worlds are being sundered. All different types of balances is off, and discord is all about. So, they form this pact to bring together people to form the Phoenix Legion, which is a united army of all these different disparate worlds and factions and nations. And all these people are supposed to be working together to figure out what's wrong with the universe and then how to fix it.
So for those people out there that don't know what a covenant is, I mean, it's a covenant essentially is a two-way promise between one person or the or a group of people and another group of people, to speak. So obviously these deities or heroes make a covenant, and then, you know, they're promised to do something, but everyone else has to promise to do something in return.
Yes.
So that's for all of those, you know, lore people that, or, you know, word people don't know what that is. Now you do. Now you've been educated.
And I really love that, Barry. I really love that.
No, that's good. I mean, it, you know, some people would be like, what? I get the Phoenix part, but what's the Covenant part? Be like, there you go. That's what that means. So you guys are fully funded, and that's awesome. And so that means this game is going to get made, people. So you should definitely still back it while you have the chance, because you know the game's going to get made already. Mm-hmm. But when do you hope to have this out to everybody now that you are fully funded?
Yes. So so I will make a public apology right now, because unfortunately...
No.
It's for good reason. So when I was putting together the page, I was, you know, obviously really excited for doing the Kickstarter. And I was writing up all the rewards, and I stupidly put down March 2015 when I meant May 2015.
So, oh, okay. that's an honest mistake. Yeah. I mean, they both start with M, right?
Yeah, and they're like, you know, Kickstarter shortens, you know, everything is like M-A-R or M-A-Y.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
So I do apologize for that. So there's like an inherent, like, there's an inherent delay there, but we're looking into what's now, you know, quarter two, you know, next year.
Yeah.
We do have a couple things that will likely get in the way. Although we'll work as hard as we possibly can to make this work for everybody. We are offering certain backers to help us design cards and design art on the cards, and then to name cards and whatnot. So I don't know exactly how many meetings we might need for those certain backers. But that might delay a little bit, just because we want to get those crisp and clean before we, you know, go to print.
Yeah, and for all of those people out there that may complain about, you know, it coming out, personally, I would prefer you to take extra time to make sure that you put out a polished product,
right,
rather than, you know, something that's not perfect in your opinion.
Right.
So I'm willing to wait the extra, you know, 2 months from March to May or whatever, and so give, you know, so people can get what they're expecting rather than being disappointed.
Right.
So people, be patient, be understanding, and just, you know, understand that when games will get to you, and when they get to you, they will be what you expected them to be.
Yeah.
And I add on to what Adam says and say, just you know, be patient with them, and they'll give you something amazing to enjoy in the future.
And I really appreciate the extra comments there, Barry, because it's very important, certainly from a creator side of things, or from a, you know, soon to be self publisher, hopefully. you know, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, I can't tell you how many quotes I've gone through with manufacturing, and, you know, of course working with our artist, and, you know, what she's able to do, and, you know, how long it might take to do something like really, really crisp versus,
yeah,
you know, we don't want to cut corners.
And the artwork is amazing, by the way.
No, thank you. I will certainly tell
really
Robin.
Cool. Yeah, let her know. So, so where can people find out more about Phoenix Covenant, and, you know, what they need to find out?
So we're going to do a really big website relaunch right at the end of the Kickstarter. For the moment right now, you can learn a lot about the game on the Kickstarter page itself. Just search Phoenix Covenant on Kickstarter. We also have been listed in that popular section every once in a while, which is nice.
Yeah, you're still in the popular section, so that's good.
Excellent. And then you can always check PhoenixCovenant.com. When we do the real big relaunch, you'll get even more information, and then there also will be ways you can stay engaged. Either through the evangelist program, or through other, means that we're offering for backers and for early adopters of the game. But generally speaking, you know, check our Facebook page again, Phoenix Covenant on Facebook or Phoenix Covenant on Kickstarter. or Phoenix Covenant on Twitter. Like, you can get us.
They're all over the place. I mean, and you know, they'll keep you updated. So go like them, go follow them, and you know, stay tuned to further updates on the new webpage and everything. So Adam, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you, Barry. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, and so congrats once again on being funded, and you have 5 days to go, and so you can kind of breathe a little bit easier now that you're fully funded, and maybe we can get to some of those stretch goals maybe within the next 5 days. Who knows?
Yeah, hopefully. And there are stretch goals that don't just require funding, so a simple like on Facebook will get you closer to new cards and new unlocks.
See, there you go. So just go like them on Facebook, and you're helping them out right away. And all the links and even probably their video will be in the show notes, and you can check that out. So it'll link back to the Kickstarter. That'll be an easy way for you to get to their Kickstarter and check it out, and definitely go back this awesome game. So thanks again, Adam, and congrats, and good luck in the future.
Oh, thank you so much, Barry. It really means a lot.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.